Good afternoon, everybody. This is Captain Tinsley, Salty Abandon, with my guest, Key West John. Hey, John.
Hello. How you doing, Captain Tinsley?
I'm doing good. So John is taking a wonderful route that I'm familiar with from Key West to Everglades. So for all those people who want a good route to get up to, you know, the west coast of Florida, and you don't want to stay at a bunch of expensive marinas, this is the route to consider. Is that right, John?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good point. This is okay. We've joked about it before. I'm a looper, but I'm just a Southern Florida, Southern Keys looper.
Yeah. You know, so
we don't do the big loop. And I think I've told you my story about pulling into Goodland, and you know, the people, you know, caught some dock lines for me, and then they said, "Are you loopers?" And I said, "Oh no, we're the Fletchers." They looked at me and looked at me like, "You're an idiot." And then that was only about 2 years ago, and I didn't know what a looper was then. I knew about the course. I just didn't know they were called loopers.
And John's talking about the Great American Loop that goes, you know, up the East Coast and through the Great Lakes and on down and coming out Mobile or wherever. But now John has named the Southern Loop as he lives on his boat in Key West, and he has a route. He goes around and he comes back around the other side. And I'm a fan of the loop as well. I haven't done the whole thing altogether, but most of it I have. Yeah. I would say I've done.
Well, you've got great, great experience up the west coast of Florida. You really need to write the cruising guide for the west coast of Florida.
Well, I do videos.
Yeah, well, put it in print, you know.
Yeah, sure, true.
Make some boat money. Boats can always use money.
I need boat money.
Well, there you go.
Oh, speaking of, just so I can update my boat. My boat is splashing at 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. Central Time on Monday at a Barber's Marina here in, it's near Orange Beach, but it's Alberta. And the hull is going to be perfect.
Good.
Absolutely perfect. So all those imperfections have been taken out. And like I was telling John, I found some imperfections on the bottom of the keel. Right, John?
Oh, yeah. There's always something to discover, it seems like. So it's good that you got some of those things fixed.
Yeah.
Hopefully that was all of them.
There was no gel coat on the bottom. Like I said, it scraped off over the years. Yeah. And so I had him check it because the paint was off because I got stuck a few times on my trips last year.
Oh, that never happens.
No. And he found a couple of surprises under there. One, he said, was a hollowed out area, a rotted out area into the gel coat. I mean, the fiberglass. And it was as big as a basketball.
That's scary.
Yeah. So he went in, cleaned all those out. There was a small one, there was a big one, and he put glass up in there, and then he put gel coat on the bottom and paint. So I'm good until I scrape it up again. I have a feeling that some of that happened before I got the boat. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It definitely happened then.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So let's get back to Key West, John. All right. So your boat is at Key West Bike Marina, correct?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. That's your home base. That's where you live. And if you want to check out, there was another video that I did with John, and he told about that. But so he set out. When did you leave?
Oh, let's see. It was last Saturday, I think. Saturday. Yeah, I went from left Key West. It's about five and a half hours up to Newfound Harbor. And
okay. You know, so this is the trip going up.
And it was a
pretty picture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got to get a little power out of the sails most of the way, so it worked out good.
Okay. And then this is Newfound Harbor?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So this is Newfound Harbor. And Newfound Harbor is a really neat, long channel up that's very protected. And so as you come up, you know, you pass a little Palm Island, which is one of the richest places in the world. And you get to, the last time I overnighted the boat there, it's $800 a night for a 30-foot boat. And it's probably gone up since then.
Oh, so
it's,
my God.
But it's still the easiest way to see the island. But anyway, enough promo in for them. But then you come on up. The channel's a pretty long channel. And as you well know, if you go all the way up to US 1 where the bridge is, you start getting the warnings about sailboats don't anchor here, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's why I was afraid to do it.
Yeah, I've been up there far because it's so easy from there to dinghy under the bridge to the great little grill, Kiki's,
right?
K-I-K-I-S, and they, because they have great food and live music every day. So, but anyway, from where?
Well,
normally to
let me just ask you, so people know, kind of get an idea where this is. How long did it take you to get, or how many miles, or if you want to just say how many hours it took to get from Key West to where you hang a left at, there at Ramrod Key in Palm Island?
Yeah, yeah, a little Palm Island, about 5 hours.
Yeah. 5 hours, okay. So yeah, that's a good short day if you're heading north. That's nice.
Yeah, and then about, you know, 20 more minutes, 30 more minutes to get up to the good anchorage spot. And it, you know, it's, this harbor is called Newfound Harbor, you know, channel or whatever you want to call it, is coming in, and it's as you're coming in, you make a dog leg to the left or to port. And the good, so I like to stay on the eastern side of the channel, over actually red number 4 works out really good, because as you know, fishy people, everybody in their center consoles, when they're coming to the channel, they're going to hang tight in the turn. So since it's dog legging to the left, they're coming in, they're hanging up against the greens.
Good advice.
So if you go out on the outside, you don't get all the boat traffic. And
good advice.
And you're over there in about 5 feet of water, and okay. A great anchorage if you want to dinghy into Kiki's. It's an easy dinghy in over there. Kiki's have tie ups. They can probably put all 3 or 4 boats there. You can tie up and go for dinner there. And then it's just a very peaceful, you can see from that picture, it's just a very peaceful, smooth water anchorage with good holding.
Okay, now I wanted to show, let me just take you off the screen for a second. The picture behind me is actually Newfound Harbor. So I took this from inside the water. I did a slightly different spot because I saw those signs and I was scared. And so,
yeah.
So I think it's Picnic Island. There's a
Island. Yeah,
and the mayor of Picnic Island was there. I've heard that they since moved him. He had like this big barge looking thing, and he just lived out there. And they called him the mayor of Picnic Island.
Yeah, oh yeah. So
I think the authorities.
It's a popular place.
Yeah, I think the authorities have moved him along now. So
yeah, it didn't look too active the other day.
Oh, okay. Did you see? You didn't see the barge?
No, it was not there.
Okay, so the next stop on. You stayed there how many nights? One or two?
Just one, yes. It's a good anchorage. I was going to Bahia Honda, but I knew I'd be coming in fairly late to try to go all the way to Bahia Honda, the state park. So I wanted it's just a good stop point there. And then it's only about an hour and a half when you come out and then go over to Bahia Honda.
I liked it too. I like those short trips, stop and enjoy, the sights and everything. And it was calm when I was there, thank goodness. So
it usually is up there. You're far enough up that you usually get, it might be windy, but still the seas are still, pretty much like a lake.
Okay. So the next stop was, Bahia Honda State. Oh, my banners. I forgot to use those. Here's Newfound Harbor. If you want to know, if you want to look that up, here's, Bahia Honda State Park Marina. And I stayed there too for the very first time. And
yeah, it's a great, great place.
So I have, some pictures of that too.
Yeah, that's Newfound Harbor there.
Right here.
And this is Bahia Honda State Park. You know, you come in, it's a round, seawall type marina. So you just tie up at the different spots. And fortunately had one place that I get a lot, slip number 3 or tie up.
That's what I like to say.
And you can sit on the back of the boat and you get this, if you walk through those, beyond those trees, there's a little bit of a bayside beach. And it also has Atlantic side beach if you walk through the park area. So you can go to the Atlantic side or you can go to the bayside, and got nice swimming and a little bit of snorkeling, things you want to do. Plus they rent kayak, they rent everything, kayak fishing trips and everything.
One of the things I liked about this park is the gates are locked. I mean, it's a big state park, so at night the gates are locked, so it's very safe.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to have a code to get back in, because I took the bus. The Lower Keys Transit runs about every hour, so I walked up to the gate, took the bus into a Marathon, and had to get some things at Publix, and then took the bus back. And then when you come through, it's during hours, I just had to show her my card. But if it's after hours, you have a code that they'll give you so you can get back in. But it's really, really well managed, well run place. Yeah, that's my tie-up spot there. That's looking bar across from the snack bar area over to the other side. You know, it's just everything's side.
The old bridge there, the old train trestle there, Marathon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'll tell you, that now the big thing, I left there the other morning, again, at night. I've had two times I've come in there at night. I'm going to get me a brighter searchlight. That is really, really scary and difficult to hit that gap because they only cut one gap out, you know, for boats. And, you know, when you come up on it.
We're talking about masts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, your little center console go over anywhere. But, yeah, you're coming up there, and so you're following your tracks you've been before, and then you get the light out, and you look up, because you have to shine it up to see where the cutout is, you know, because everything else is just down below. It just looks all the same.
Yes, so people know, like, there's his boat. If you look to the left, you can see the gap in the old train trestle. And very big.
Especially at night, it's even smaller. And I guarantee. But you know what my strategy is now, because I'll probably be back in there on the 29th. I think I'm going to start backing through it. You know, so you stand out back.
Whoa!
And once you're backing, you can see it. You know, you can see it easier. You're at the helm, and you can see it. But coming through, when you have to look around your bimini and around everything and try to find it, it's fun. It's a little exciting.
Okay.
This is the morning leaving there. Like I said, I left there in order to make Pavilion Key or Rabbit Key by before dark. I left there at 5 o'clock in the morning, so I had to come through that thing again at night. But then this is up to Marathon, and it's getting daylight now. This is the 7 mile bridge that I'm about to cut through.
I've called it Marathon Bridge, but
it's
a 7 mile bridge. Well, that's how a lot of people referred, so you can remember where it is.
Yeah.
Officially, 7 mile bridge. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then you went all the way. You went under the Marathon Bridge, and then all the way up to. And this is your.
This is Rabbit Key, which was the Pavilion Key is a great place to be, especially if you're going to Dingy Shore. Pavilion Key, and we don't have the tab for that, but that's a great place if you want to anchor and Dingy Shore. You'll see conch shells all over the place, and a really good beach, and it's a great place. But the Rabbit Key, I knew I'd be getting in late, so I just needed a place to anchor overnight before coming into Everglades City the next day.
Okay, so let's get people where we are. You've crossed Florida Bay, now you're on an island. So on the southwest of part
yeah,
of
on the, yeah, of the western side of the Everglades or the 10,000 Islands area.
Yeah.
They're 10,000 islands. I mean, they're just all over the place. So Pavilion Key was where I was planning to stop, but I'd gotten there early enough that I had a little more daylight. So I went about 45 more minutes and got up to Rabbit Key, which I actually like the anchorage better there. And then I discovered this morning there's even a
is it raining?
No, there's a boat coming by.
I
thought they wanted me to help them tie up or something. So, anyway, there's I think it's called Dimmy Don, I think that's what it is. Dimmy John Island is, but there, and you can really get in even tighter there because, the closer you get, you'll have a smoother anchorage.
Did you have the no-see-ums?
There were one or two. fortunately, I have a westerly breeze, which blows them back in toward land.
Oh, okay.
If you got a 7 or 8 mile an hour breeze, it makes it hard for them to fly against that. It worked out pretty good. I think maybe one or two I had results from.
How long did it take you to get from Bahia Honda to Rabbit Key?
That's 14 hours.
Woo, that's a long day.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, that's the only on this little trip I do it. I love it, but that's the only bad part. You got that one 14-hour. Everything else is, 4-hour, little jaunts, and those are nice. But the one 14-hour, you've been on even longer ones where you just go and you say, okay, I'm going, I'll keep going, and now I still got to keep going.
Yeah.
Eventually you get it down. Hell, I'm only 25 miles away. I've got this.
Still a long way though.
It was. But the Gulf was mainly smooth yesterday. You had a little bit, some 2 to 3s there for a little while, but it was it was normally like less than ones, and fairly good winds for sailing, so it worked out pretty good.
Okay, and then you make it to, and then, yay!
And the girl with her toys.
You make it to Rod and Gun Club in Everglades City, where you are right now.
Right, yeah, wonderful place. You've been here. It's just a great place. Old, take you back way back.
Can you
in time.
Can you pan it a little bit so we can
see? I don't know if I'm gonna be able to.
I see the hotel there a little bit. Okay. It's an old place. It's been there forever.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I got the angle right on this.
Yeah, go. Can you do a circle? Show them the river.
Okay, down. This is back down. Let's see if I got that. Oh, yeah, there we go. Let's get it level here.
Now
yeah, I think I hear a boat coming up the river. So, that's.
I do want to say that river has an intense tide.
I came in
by myself one time and jumped off the boat and was trying to tie it up. And the boat was just, luckily it had one line on there tight, because the other line just ripped it out of my hands.
Yeah.
And a painter that was painting on the Rod and Gun Club came over and helped me save my boat. It almost went away. Luckily it had one good line on it.
This current's great. That's why I like to time it to catch it when you're coming in, to catch it with the tide, rising tide. Because you're hauling butt coming in.
Yeah.
I was doing 6.5 knots a day at 1,800 RPMs.
Because
I'm riding, I'm just riding the surf.
And then you want to leave on the outgoing, right?
Yeah, because if you try to do it against that, because that current's probably 2.5-3 knots at times. And, if you're trying to go against that, you're just pedaling forever. It's great to ride it in, ride it out, but you're right, once you get tied up, you need to be, because it'll be working havoc on you.
Next time, if I don't have anybody there, because they don't have dock hands there, but last time I let him get off his boat and then get tied up, and then I came over and he helped me. But you have to be ready. You got to
put
those lines on and not waste any time, because that boat could be ripped from your hand.
It will get away from you. I was thinking,
there goes my boat. I'm about to lose my boat. Because you'll be swimming in there with the boa constrictors.
Yeah. What I try to do here, because as you well know, just if you just do a bow or stern line, the whole thing can spin around on you. What I tried to do, and it really worked out well today, is have my midship cleat, have a line up on there that I've got a long line that I attach in the midpoint so I can go 4.5 with it. So I have that, and that's the first line I'll loop over. So I'll wrap that over a pylon and then pull the midship in tight, and then you can work with everything else.
Right.
But you're right. If you hook just the stern or the bow, and then all of a sudden the thing starts going around on you before you can get a line off to somebody.
Three lines in my hand. I got the bow line up there, and I had the midship and the stern, and they were both ripped from my hands. I mean, there was torn skin on my hand.
Yeah.
And this wonderful painter that was working on the resort there came over.
Yeah, he's been there a while.
Is he still there? Tell him thank you.
looks like he's finished the painting today.
Oh, okay.
It looks like it's all finished.
But so it's not low season there right now, huh?
No, it's high season. Yeah.
It's high season.
So, yeah.
So summer?
Summer, it's low season. They almost shut down the whole place. But now it's really good. The kitchen's open all day, and you've got that beautiful screened-in porch. And it's a lot like, I always tell people, somewhat like the hotel from Dirty Dancing, or the resort from Dirty Dancing. It's similar to that, in that you just got, just the old traditional place.
I see. And there's no air conditioning in there.
Oh, no, just good old fans.
And they don't take credit cards. They just
all cash. Yeah, thanks, cash. Yep. And 50 amp, as you well know.
Yes. Yes, and so the second time I was better prepared for that.
Yeah. I know. I remember you had that 50 amp that had the funny new prong that wouldn't fit, and so
I have fortunately, both now.
Yeah, fortunately Taylor, that's here, she's a super nice lady. She had that. They had something available for you to get hooked up. So
yeah, is that so? The one that I had that didn't work, is that the new one? Is that
I don't know. That's what you said. You just, you know,
I had just bought it, but now I'm prepared. I have both, and I'm not sure why there's two for 50, but I'm ready for it.
maybe somebody will have the reasoning for that. But I remember.
Yeah, they could comment.
I was just like, you said, oh, it's no problem. I got the 50 to 30 pigtail. And then you said, well,
we were both scratching our heads, weren't we? Yeah. We were like, what's going on here?
I know. It's why won't it plug in? So, you know, the one I had just, you know, so yeah, they do have, it's all 50 amp plugs, you know.
Here. So how long are you going to be there?
3 days. And then from here,
because of the wind, right?
Yeah, because it's going to get windy on, rainy and windy tomorrow and Friday. And what's tomorrow? No, tomorrow's Friday. Friday and part of Saturday is going to be windy and rainy. And then on Sunday, I'll go to Goodland, which is, you know, is a great little town. You know, you've been there. You can tell folks about that.
Yeah.
And
you'll probably tell them when we come back.
And then I'll stay there, you know, 3 days. And then on the way back, because of the way the winds are, they've got some more winds coming through again. So unless the forecast changes, I was hoping to go to Marco and Naples. But, but I'm going to probably hug the coastline on the way back for better wave and wind conditions. And then go into Bahia Honda and then back in rather than cutting across the Gulf.
Well, I hope you go to Marco so you can take advantage of that shortcut. And I can never remember
how to say the pass.
What is it called? I went through there.
Coxamus Pass or something like Coxamus, something like that.
It's like an Indian name. And I can't. It's got X's in it, and it's just confusing.
Yeah, I think it's got some couple. It's got some B's, M's, A's, and S's.
But if you, it's just south of the Marco Pass, a little Marco Pass or something. And I was going to go all the way around. What's the shallows called again?
Romero Bay
shallows or something. It adds hours. And so
it's 3 extra hours to go that way.
Yeah. A local captain at Rose Marina said, no, you can do this. And I went, really? Yeah. And so he said, just go at high tide. And I even called Goodland, the marina there, and said, what do you think? Because I wanted, you know, I wanted more than one person to tell me. But this guy was a captain. He's in there all the time. And he was a charter captain. And I followed the instructions. I went at high tide. I went in. I stayed between the markers. And I was able to get all the way back there. And if you want to look it up, it's the pass just south of Marco. And it cut hours out of it. And if you go to Marco,
it cuts 3 hours off the trip.
You're going to go that way if you go to Marco, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll wait high tide and cut through there. So, and like I told you, I might just do it for the heck of it. Just go through.
Well, if you do go to Marco, where are you going to go?
Rose Marina.
Oh, you're going to stay at Rose Marina. Okay.
Yeah.
They have those nice floating docks.
Yeah, that's a hard place to be. You know, it's good, Rose. And then
you got brand new bathrooms and showers and laundry facilities and everything.
And if I get to Naples, I'll stay at the City Marina there. So,
okay.
We will see what happens in the next few days.
So, what are you going to do tonight?
Oh, just nothing, probably. I'm getting pretty good at that. Just sit here and watch. You know, you're just entertained.
I love it.
The boat traffic, the fishing vessels, you know, and just, they're like right now, another Everglades Tour boat, you know, one of those flat.
I didn't see any of those. It was.
Yeah, they're going by. And then, and as you well know, now, the one thing that you need to be ready for here, 4 o'clock in the morning, the commercial people start fishing. So 4 o'clock in the morning, that's why I try to move up, you know, a little bit farther up the river. So, because they're coming down this little fork here. And when they're coming down the fork, they're coming right at you. And they have the big bright lights on, 4 o'clock in the morning. And they'll probably have maybe four or five or six of them will go out. So you've got that little.
The light coming into your.
Yeah, the light comes in and then the waves hit you at about four. And oh, by the way, backing up before, the Indian Key is the island that marks the entrance to the pass here, the Everglades City Pass. If you know, we thought we'd be creative one time and anchored out there. It looked like a pretty nice. You know, got in really close to shore, but the way that channel works and the way the commercial people are going to take it, they're going to hug the channel, which hugs really close to Indian Key, and you get rock and roll. If you're on the south side, you can anchor on the north side of Indian Key, and then they don't come out that way. You know, the Indian Key kind of splits it If you're going north, you go north of Dallas. If you're going south. But the
I know exactly where you're talking about.
And that same thing that happens 4 o'clock in the morning here at about 4:20 or 4:25, they come by out there with big waves and lights and everything. So it's like, good gosh, what's this? So anyway, I would, if you do Indian Key for an anchorage, I would stay on the north side. It's got great anchorage up there, and you'll be away from more of the boat traffic with good holing as well.
Well, there you go. You've heard it here. That's your route from Key West to Everglades City and then to Goodland, and we'll have to get an update from you. But thank you, John.
I hope you take the Coxsomossie Pass, and I'll try to.
That sounds like it.
Coxsomossie, I don't know. Like I say,
it's about this long, the word.
Yeah, exactly. No,
it starts with a C, right? And ends with an X?
I think it's like C-A-X-A-M-B-A-S or something like that.
I don't know if that's how it sounds. But we can look it up, but we'll let everybody else look it up. Yeah. All right, John.
You can't miss it. It's right there. And you confirmed that route that Navionics gave for me, that was the one to take.
Yeah, so that was it.
I'm going to give it a try.
I didn't have any problems. It was just you stay between the markers. That's all you got to do. Okay, John. Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right. Salty.